You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Thank you for being out there. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you. And, you know, I appreciate what I think is the finest broadcaster in America, the star of the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin morning show, heard right here on 710 ESPN, the great Keyshawn Johnson. Key, what's going on, man?
What up, man? How you doing?
All's good.
We're doing good, Key. You know me, I never sleep, so I caught most of the show live today when you were on there with J. Will and Zoo, and I learned something. Key, the play that where they called the Rams or they called Gallup for pass interference, offensive pass interference on Jalen Ramsey. I don't know football like you do. When I saw it, I thought, you know, that seemed like two guys fighting. That seemed like it wasn't pass interference. But you said this morning that what got him, what got Gallup, was that he extended his arm. That's the whole ball game. So do I have that right? Once he put his arm fully extended, then he was dead?
Dead in the water. I mean, think about it. First of all, it's an empty stadium. So when you get down the field, it's only you and Ramsey playing chicken fight, and the referee's eyeballs are on you, too.
There's nothing in the stick, just you two on an island, so everybody's eyes goes directly to you. And when you take your right arm and you push off of Ramsey's left shoulder, you're going to get that call. He's going to get that call every single time. I mean, mm-hmm. a better, not necessarily a better receiver, more crafty, veteran-type guy would hit the hip. You take that right hand and drop it down right on the hip, like literally right on that hip bone. And as you're running, you just nudge him just enough with your thumb right in that midsection, and you're going to get the same result that you would get if you extended your arm. But Gallup will learn that. That was just – that's a young receiver. And what happens in these situations is in practice, you get away with it in practice all day long. I am a living witness of it. The coaches, the only thing they say is, hey, you can't push, but good catch. And then you take that bad habit from practice to the game. And if you don't correct it, you'll continue to live with it throughout your career. Now, it's going to get corrected. I mean, he's still young. He's still learning how to play the position from a craft standpoint. Like, you're not going to see veteran guys like Julio Jones get called for that. You won't see DeAndre Hopkins get called for that because Larry Fitzgerald, because they're not going to push that high. They're going to push lower on the hip or on the midsection of the stomach.
Keyshawn Johnson is with us from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin every morning here on 710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. You're listening to 710 ESPN Los Angeles. So, Key, what do you think of the Rams overall? I, as a Rams fan, you know, I'm part of the Ramley. Whose house? Rams house. I would normally be at that game. I'm a season ticket holder, personal seat license holder. I wanted to be in SoFi last night, but I was very impressed with the way the Rams played, particularly on the defensive side, allowing only 244 yards. What did you think of the Rams last night overall?
I thought the defense played exceptionally well. I thought the offense methodically moved it down the field early in the game with no problems at all. It was like clockwork. It was just moving down the field. Robert Woods touching the ball, doing Robert Woods type things. They beat the Cowboys. I thought the Cowboys could have won that game a couple ways. More so, you give credit to the Rams for the W, but the Cowboys lost the game. They lost the game because they didn't finish. And when you don't finish, you lose, whether it's the young guy Gallup or whether it's CeeDee Lamb not getting the proper depth on a perfect play on fourth and three, the perfect play dialed up. He didn't get the proper depth to get the first down. He didn't set the defender the way that he needed to. In that situation, if I'm going to do that formation in that situation, Amari Cooper's the guy running the shallow cross who I can trust that becomes a veteran versus a rookie in his first NFL game. So, you know, the Rams, look, they're 1-0. Okay, they're up there with Arizona and Seattle. That's all you can do is just say they're 1-0. They're right there with Arizona and Seattle.
And as they continue to move forward, they'll keep stacking W's if they get them.
Keyshawn Johnson is with us. Key, I made a bet with Mason today. I think Tampa Bay is going to make the playoffs. I was not discouraged at all about a first game. Mason thinks that it's all a fraud and that that's an all-star team that's not going to work. If you had to pick one side or the other, Tampa makes the playoffs or they fall short, what side after one game would you fall on?
I'm going to fall on they fall short side. I'm not going to say it's a disaster. It's just when the numbers all come out, they're not going to have enough numbers. Like at the end, they're going to fall short on the numbers. They're still going to have a good season. I think they're just going to fall a little short.
Interesting. All right. So I've heard you and your skepticism about both Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. And I'll be honest, I've been with you on that all along. I have said, I don't think that's going to work. I don't know if that's going to work. And it looks like from yesterday's performance, Kyler Murray, really good, ran for 91, threw for a touchdown. They beat the 49ers. Are you ready to admit that you were wrong about Arizona?
In one game?
This is hot take radio, Key. Come on.
You want me to admit after one game of beating a team that lost in the Super Bowl, you want me to say that Arizona's here to stay?
Exactly. That's what I want you to say.
No, I'm not going to say that. not even remotely close.
How do you think they finish? They do look good, Key. How do you think they finish? Is that a real team?
I think they'll increase one or two more games than they did a year ago. I mean, look, man. San Francisco went to the Super Bowl, okay? So we're all like, ooh, San Francisco, they're coming out the gate. They're the number one team. They're going to be hot again. And you know, Super Bowl, they went to the Super Bowl. Their schedule was right for them. They won enough games to get home field advantage. But if you look at them last year, there was a lot of games that they should have lost, even with the dominant defense. So, you know, and they didn't have a full plethora of wide receivers. I mean, it's one game. I'm not about to anoint Arizona as the next Super Bowl champions in Tampa. Let's just slow down a little bit. And it's not that I don't like Kyler Murray. It's not that I never said I don't like him. I just don't like that style of play.
Right.
Okay? I don't like that style of play. And I don't think that it's going to work long term in the National Football League. Right? There's a reason certain things that you see doesn't work long term. The Wildcat, oh my God, it's going to be exceptional. Man, that lasted a year and it was over with. You know?
Yeah,
Miami,
it's a good point.
Ran the table with that and it was over. Steve Spurrier, he's bringing the funny gun to Washington. Well, he's back in South Carolina coaching a few years later. So it's just, you got to just slow it down a little bit. I understand it's new. I understand the Arizona people want to see excitement. I understand. I get it. DeAndre Hopkins had 14 catches. He's going to have 14 catches no matter where he plays at because he's that good. He had 14 catches in Houston because he was that good. So, but I don't want to get so wrapped up in Arizona after one game that all of a sudden they're the second coming of, you know, the Brett Favre Green Bay.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Keyshawn Johnson is with us. Key, we were kicking this stuff around earlier in the show and wanted you to weigh in on it. Jamie Collins got ejected when he's a Lions linebacker. He was trying to explain to the referee that David Montgomery of the Bears was using his helmet, and Jamie bent his helmet down and he did touch the referee, but
he was kind of demonstrating.
Yeah, it was not forceful at all. Just because he made contact, they threw him out. Should Collins have known better there, or did the referee overreact?
I think the referee overreacted. All Collins was doing was trying to demonstrate to the ref exactly what happened, and he leaned. So when he went toward the referee and bent down, the referee, Mook, was trying to, like, turn his body to the side. And when he turned his body to the side, the helmet hit.
I agree with you.
And at that point, all he had to do was say, what are you doing? And James said, I'm trying to show you. And he could have gave him a 15-yarder and called it a day. But, you know, referee threw his flag up and held the hand in the air. Like, look at me. I'm on national TV. Look. Like, literally, when you go back and look at it, look, he held his hand in the air for, like, 15 extra seconds.
Like, you know how they do in basketball.
He's posing.
You know how they do in basketball when there's a charge that go on in Ireland, and then the referee, all of a sudden, he runs all the way down the scores table with the charge sign. Like, okay, you gave me the charge sign. Or the guy in baseball, the ump on strike three!
Right.
It's like, okay, we get it. You're on TV. And that's what that was.
All right, what about the end of the Bengals-Chargers game? The coach of the Bengals, Zach Taylor, decided to kick on third down with 7 seconds to go. He tried to kick the tying field goal. Joe Burrow could have taken one more shot at the end zone. Did Zach Taylor miss an opportunity there, or did he? I mean, they missed the kick, so hindsight's 20/20. But it seemed to me like if Burrow could have thrown a game-winning touchdown pass, that could have done a lot for the Bengals. I was surprised that they didn't at least run one more play. Were you?
No, 7 seconds, one more play. You kick the field goal there. If anything happens, like they bobble the snap or something like that,
that's true.
You get a chance to recover it.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches do that all the time.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, Key, I'm really excited that you're going to do this every Monday, man. You're my favorite broadcaster in America.
Oh, God, stop. First of all, I'm not a broadcaster. I just happen to work in sports talk radio.
All right. Yeah, I forgot. You're not part of the media.
Hey,
you're just a guy on media talking.
Hey, Key, honest answer. Are you gonna stay up and watch that late game tonight in Denver, or do you have to go to bed because you got to get up at 3 in the morning?
I'll try and watch as much as I can before my eyeballs start to close.
Yeah, I used to fight that too.
The problem is I really want to see the game, so I'm hoping that either way it gets out of control so I can just go to sleep.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll root for that.
All right. Hey, Keith, thanks a lot, man. We will talk to you next Monday. And don't forget Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on every morning here at 710 ESPN. Thanks, man.
All right. Talk to you guys.
See you, Keith.
There's Keyshawn. All right. Time. Guess what we're doing?
New car!
We're giving away a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 in this next segment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, another song that played at Dodger Stadium this weekend with the Astros in town. This is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Bad Guy. They were all over the Astros, heckling with the music as much as they could. All right, time to give away that brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30. We have been working on this for a month. We have four winners who run the gauntlet. We're able to come up with five answers about the show during that particular week, and now they each are going to get a key that could start the brand-new Mazda CX-30.
All right, and so what we've done is we've brought all four of them online right now, Mace, right? We got everybody on hold.
We have two online. We'll have to put them on hold when they come up on hold.
Okay.
We've got one trivia question. And whoever's guess is closest to the actual answer, you can go over. Whoever's closest to the actual answer will get to choose which number key they want to try. Second closest gets to choose their key second. And we will take your guesses in order that you qualified, starting with the first week winner, which is Oswaldo.
Hey, Oswaldo.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Are you nervous?
We're doing great.
No, not nervous at all, man.
Okay.
No, Lakers are going to win this year.
Okay, it's just a car, man. It's just a car. All right. Here is the question. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. John, you want to ask it?
Sure. Oswaldo, not counting preseason, how many Laker games have I called on the radio as the play-by-play announcer in my career?
Just take a shot.
I'm going to say.
Just guess.
Need an answer. 30, take a shot.
633.
Okay.
All right. We got it.
Dominic is on the line. Dominic, thanks for coming on. Are you nervous?
Look, I got some butterflies.
Okay, good. That's good.
Okay, Dominic, how many Laker games, not counting preseason, have I announced as the play-by-play guy in my career?
500.
Okay. Excellent. Let's bring Alex on. Alex, you're on 710 ESPN. Here we go, man. Your shot to win a key. What do you got?
Woo. Yeah, I'm going to go 710.
Oh, that's a good
guess. An interesting guess. Yeah, 710. Perfect, Alex. Thank you very much. And joining us now is the woman who won last week, loyal listener, Ayumi. Ayumi, how are you?
Hi, good.
You want to take a shot here?
How you feeling today?
Nervous.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, how many Laker games has John Ireland called on the radio, not counting preseason?
I'm going to go the highest and say 800.
800. Okay.
Those were all pretty good guesses.
Yeah, they really were. The correct answer is 735. So now we go in order of who was the closest.
Alex, with his 710 guess, was the closest. So, Alex, you get to pick which key you want. Number one, number two, number three, or number four. What key do you want? Alex, are you there?
Yes, I'm going to go with number three.
Okay. The second closest was Ayumi, who guessed 800. She was only 65 off.
Yeah.
Ayumi, you get your choice between key number one, number two, or number four. What key do you want?
I'm going to go number two, please.
Okay.
Number two.
The next closest Mace was Oswaldo. He guessed 533 or 633. He was only 102 off. Oswaldo, you have your choice between key number one or key number four. Oswaldo, what number do you want, one or four?
Let's do four.
Okay. Four.
And that means Dominic, who gets 500, he gets key number one. Dominic gets key number one. All right, Mace, so the order is Dominic one, Ayumi two, Alex three, Oswaldo four.
Okay. So we start out with Dominic. We've got a picture this, a car, and a key, okay? So, Dominic, put your key in the ignition and turn it.
Key number one.
Turnover.
Oh, that's not it. That didn't start it.
Sorry, Dominic. Thank you very much for playing, though. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot for listening. It means a lot to us.
Okay, right. So Dominic's out. It's down to, in order, Ayumi, Alex, and Oswaldo. Ayumi's up next.
Ayumi, you have key number two. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and turn your key.
Key number two.
Oh, come on.
Almost.
That's not the one.
Ayumi. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, Ayumi. Thank you for listening every day. We appreciate it.
All right, Mace. And then there were two.
Yep.
Alex has key number three. Oswaldo has key number four.
All right, Alex, here we go. Key number three, are you ready? Go ahead and turn the key.
Key number three. You win Mace's Mazda, a 2021 Mazda CX-30 from John Patterson and LC Mazda.
Yes! Alex!
Yeah! Woo!
Good job, man. Congratulations.
Not only did this happen today, I just got an email from the Lakers that I'm going to be a virtual fan for Friday's game.
Nice! Good
it's
job, man.
Great day, man.
Great day.
Awesome.
First of all, let's say thank you to Oswaldo. Oswaldo, you had key number
thanks,
four.
Yeah, thanks, Oswaldo.
Thanks for playing. But, Alex, you are the winner. And, by the way, you had first pick, and you chose key number three. Why'd you pick key number three?
Well, I kind of made the math. You had the least chance when you picked one and two. So I had a 50-50 chance when there's only going to be two keys left. So I took that risk.
Well, it worked, man. Way to go.
That's fantastic. All right. So, of course, the car is unbelievable. It's a 2021 Mazda CX-30. And I think we're going to bring John Patterson on from OC Mazda right now to tell you a little bit about the car. Hang on a sec. Calling John Patterson. Again, we've just given away a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30. It is from OC Mazda, OCMazda.com, Tustin Mazda, Huntington Beach Mazda. We're supposed to
and
be
Mace, we've got him.
We've got him. Okay,
we've
good.
Got the great John Patterson.
Awesome.
John, thank you for letting us do this, man. We've never given away a car before, and thanks to you, we were able to do it. John, meet Alex.
Alex, congratulations. You're the new owner of a 2021 CX-30. Great job. Thank you, John.
So, John, describe the car a little bit, the 2021 Mazda CX-30, what Alex will be driving now.
So, super great car. We're excited. Just came out in January of this year. Two-row SUV. It's number one in its segment. It's gotten great reviews. It's a perfect size SUV, kind of a crossover SUV, and it's our number two seller in such a short period of time. Car looks absolutely fantastic, and it drives like a sedan, but gets a fuel economy in that 35 mile per gallon range. So
35.
You're going to have an absolute blast.
That's awesome, man. John, thank you again so much. We appreciate it. John Patterson, OC Mazda, OCMazda.com, Tustin Mazda, Huntington Beach Mazda, where it is all about you, my good friend, for many, many years. And thank you so much for doing this, John. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being part of it, guys. So appreciate it. Go Lakers.
Go Lakers, yeah, go exactly. Lakers.
John, so Alex, what's the biggest thing you've ever won before now?
Oh, wow. I think I won concert tickets on another radio station.
Yeah, well, you've got a story you're going to be telling the rest of your life now.
Yeah, this
cool, so, man. Well, listen, so Alex, congratulations. Thank you very much for playing. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it a lot, man.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the car.
All right,
awesome.
Enjoy it, Alex. Yeah,
and we should say, for everybody that listens to the show and was trying to win the car for the last month or so, listening every single day, paying attention to what we say, listening carefully so you can potentially win the quiz on Friday with a question about each day show. All you people who tried, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. We hope you continue to listen. We appreciate you. And wow, Alex gets
fun,
a brand
man.
New car.
That was great. I haven't had that much fun giving something away, maybe ever.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
I got goosebumps listening to it. It was awesome.
Yeah, he was super excited. Good for him.
Boy,
good
and,
for
boy, him. And you talk about, like, calling your shot. He had first crank. I think I would have picked key number four.
I would have, too.
Because just thinking that the station would probably, because we didn't know. But I was thinking that maybe the station would, like, you know, do dramatic all the way to the
so
end.
So it goes all the way through, yeah.
But
nope, key number three.
Key number three was the one. Good for him. That's
yeah,
great.
That was fantastic. All right, coming up next for you, we will circle around to two of the biggest stories of the day. The Clippers are now in a game seven against the Denver Nuggets with a chance for the Clippers to be eliminated before the Western Conference Finals. And the Rams win last night 30-27 over Dallas in an empty but beautiful SoFi Stadium. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Another song that was played for the Houston Astros this weekend at Dodger Stadium, Lion Eyes. Very, very appropriate for the Lion cheating Astros who wound up splitting a series with the Dodgers. They would have won that game Saturday had Kenley Jansen not imploded on the mound. Imploded.
All right, Mace, I've got a tough question for you to answer.
Okay. Yep.
According to Sports Business Journal,
right,
they have just released a story 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
That says MLB is cautiously optimistic about being able to host fans in Arlington for the 2020 World Series next month.
Really?
With one model estimating up to 10,000 fans would be able to attend the neutral site series. So, Let's say the Dodgers make it again to the World Series. You went to Houston. You went to Boston. Now, this is different because we're in a pandemic. You would have to get on a plane. You would have to stay in a hotel. You'd have to do it all in a pandemic while wearing a mask. But you would go to the World Series in Arlington, and you could go to every game because it's a neutral site.
Hey, go buy your plane tickets now because they're going to go up as soon as people get wind of this.
Yeah, would you do it, Mace? Would you put your health at risk, ostensibly, to go see the Dodgers in Arlington?
Well, I can tell you that there would be an objection inside the house. Juan would not want me to go, so I would be going over his objections. But if they make the World Series, you know, I've followed that team for the last decade to St. Louis, to Boston, to Houston. I've been all over the place covering that team. I think if I could twist Juan's arm, I would go.
I think you should go. I traveled. Lindsay has traveled. Lindsay, would you agree with me? It's weird, but it doesn't feel, for lack of a better word, it doesn't feel dangerous. Would you agree with that?
I agree. It doesn't feel unsafe. And like I've said all along, I think this is the cleanest and safest as far as germs go, because I'm a germaphobe as it is, that I've ever felt traveling. I mean, they fumigate the planes in between every flight. And one of the smart things that I think they should have always done is they board the flights from back to front now.
Oh, that's smart.
Which they always should have done that, but whatever.
Yeah, I would probably roll the dice. I mean, I've said many times, on some of these things, it depends. Like, for example, the reviews came out slightly towards the negative on Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Now, technically, I could have driven down to Orange County or San Diego and seen the movie in the last 2 weeks. But because apparently it's confusing and kind of a mess, I thought, okay, that's not worth putting my health at risk. But seeing the Dodgers in the World Series, going to SoFi Stadium to see a Rams game, if they ever let Rams fans in, those things I would do because they're high leverage events that I really, really want to be a part of, and I'm willing to take a calculated risk to do it.
I think you've got the right answer there. Now, Lindsay, the smartest thing for him to do would be to buy plane tickets now.
Yep, they're cheap now.
And then cancel later, right? Because the airlines have been pretty understanding because of COVID about last-minute cancellations. So, Mace, you should look at the dates. Buy tickets in case they make it. And then, double-check this before you pay for anything. But I think most airlines have been pretty understanding about cancellations and last-minute changes. So
I know with Southwest, they have no change fees. And then now United and Delta have added to that, like, indefinitely, forever, they're changing it. So, yeah, there's a chance where you might have to settle for airline credit, but you travel a lot, so you'll use it again.
Now, Mace, keep this in mind. If you go, you gotta figure out a way to do the show, because, believe it or not, the Dodgers and the Lakers could be playing for a title at the same time.
Now, will they, or is there an overlap?
Yes, but not, you know, it's not like directly the same nights, obviously, but there is. Both series would be middle of October.
Wow.
So,
I would definitely do, I mean, I would absolutely do the show. I mean, they got radio stations in Dallas. I'm sure I can, we don't have an ESPN there anymore. We used to have an ESPN. I'm sure we've got an affiliate where I can do a show from.
I thought we just got it back in Dallas. I think we do now again.
Do we have it?
Yeah, I think we didn't, and now we do again.
I'll go.
Amanda would know. She used to work there.
Yeah. No, I will, I will totally
Amanda can
go.
Amanda can get you a radio station, I think. Or just use your Comrex.
Oh, that's right. We don't even need a radio station anymore. I can do this show from a hotel or from anywhere.
And I'm kind of an expert in that for obvious reasons. So I'll give you the calls you have to make and the people you have to talk to before you ever go. And then
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think put that as a possibility.
Yeah, no question. All right, John, are the I think the Clippers are on the ropes. They've blown.
Ask me if the Clippers are going to win.
Are the Clippers going to win?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure.
And do you think it's maybe because my theory that Denver will not get to the line at all tonight, that the calls tomorrow night, the calls will be pro Clipper, and Denver will not be able to get a call.
I think that could happen, but I'm going to put my faith in the system and say if Denver makes shots, they might be able to pull it off. But I would say, what did we figure out? Clippers, what did you say? You looked it up. 7.5-point favorite?
7.5.
I think the Clippers win. I think, but I'm not sure, and I think it's a great story.
Go Nuggets!
And if Jamal Murray or Nikola Jokic get hot, who knows?
All right, last thing before we get to Game of Games. You know, John, I said coming into the year that the Rams would go 10-6. Anything you see last night make you think I'm right?
Well, I picked them 9-7. Yeah, I would lean more towards you than me at this point. I especially thought their defense was really
was great.
Good.
Yeah.
And offensively, at least the first drive. By the way, do you agree with me now that, you know, I think Malcolm Brown's going to be the leading rusher for the Rams. You think it's Cam Akers? It looks like it's going to be a committee. But yeah. I really liked what I saw out of Malcolm Brown.
Malcolm Brown was fantastic. I also loved what I saw out of Cam Akers. Cam Akers had nice runs. I mean, I think it'll be a stable of backs. You know, it's weird. Malcolm Brown started off really strong last year, then sort of fell less effective during the second half of the season. I like that Cam Akers. I still think Cam Akers is going to be a real find for them. You don't spend a draft pick that high unless you think you've really got something.
I think he's going to get a chance. I think that that's going to be kind of an audition for both guys over the first month.
And Van Jefferson made that one unbelievable catch.
Yeah, he was great.
And I think he's got a chance to be really good, too. So, all right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. For the month of September, Ireland has a healthy lead. It's Ireland 4, Lindsay 2, Jorge 1, Michael Thompson 1, me 0.
Mace, but I've created a game today. I can't win today because it's my game. I've created a game where you are the favorite.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say about it. You are the favorite. Now, Lindsay tends to upset you when you're the favorite.
Yeah, now you've put pressure on me. Now I'm
so,
the favorite.
And even George has more than you. So
yep.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Woo-hoo! All right, so it is September, and so far in Game of Games, Ireland has won 4 times, Lindsay's won 2, Jorge's won 1, Michael Thompson snuck in here and won 1 as an interloper, and I have yet to win in the month of September. Today is the day I start my run, John.
I believe that may be true, Mace. You're the favorite because you watch more movies than anyone I know.
Yes.
And it's been a while since we've played this game, although I think the last time we played it, Lindsay won it. The game is called Fill in the Quote.
Okay.
Just like it sounds, I'll give you guys the beginning of a famous movie quote. You try to finish it. Your name is your buzzer. Now, if nobody responds to the quote, I'll give you some hints to help you get there. All right. Quote, and this is Jorge, Lindsay, and Mace. Quote number one, Mama always said...
Lindsay. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Lindsay gets number one right out of the gate. Mace, come on.
You know what I was going to answer? How did the quote start?
Mama always said...
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys was going to be my answer.
All of a sudden, I like Lindsay more.
Yeah.
All right. Now, some of these are long, some of these are short.
Okay.
Quote number two. To infinity.
Okay. Lindsay.
Jorge.
And beyond. Buzz
and
Lightyear.
Beyond from Tim Allen, Buzz Lightyear. Very good.
Damn.
All right. Lindsay won. Jorge won.
Mason sucks.
Mace, you get time.
Okay.
You get time. But I would
Don't
get this.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
I would get this one.
Yeah. Okay.
The next quote. I'm mad as hell.
Mace. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Mason on the board.
Yes.
From the great Peter Finch in Network.
I didn't know that one anyway.
Oh, that's a great movie. You
and the great Bryan Cranston on Broadway.
All right. Lindsay won. Jorge won. Mason won. The next quote. Go ahead.
Mason.
Mace.
Make My Day.
Boom! Clint Eastwood and Mason.
I think I had you on that one, but okay.
All right. The next quote. Help me, Obi-Wan.
Lindsay. You're my only hope.
Correct. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Lindsay, 2. Mason, 2. Jorge, 1. All right. 2 left, and then a tiebreaker if we need it. The next quote. Show me.
Mason.
Mace.
Show me the money.
Show me the money, and Mason takes the lead. Mace, the only way you can screw this up is for Lindsay to get this to tie you and send it to overtime.
Okay, ready.
If you or Jorge get this,
I win.
You win your first win of September.
Okay, pressure, pressure, pressure. I'm a pressure player.
All right, here we go. The quote. The first rule of
Mason.
Mace.
Is don't talk about Fight Club.
Close enough. The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Mason is on the board.
Woo! Yeah. Finally.
Lindsay, would you have had that had he not buzzed in early? You don't know.
No, I didn't get it.
You've never seen Fight Club?
I've seen Fight Club. It would have, like, this one of those where putting me on the spot, I don't think I'd remember it.
Well, Mace, it's a very good thing that you got that because this would have been the tiebreaker, and it is right up Lindsay's alley. All right, let's play it.
Okay.
All right? You're killing me.
Mace.
Lindsay. Pretty close. Lindsay. What is it?
It's You're Killing Me, Smalls.
Yep, You're Killing Me, Smalls from our friend Patrick Renna. Broke the tie. But Mace, you locked it up in regulation, and you have your first victory. See, all you needed to do was give away a car.
Yep, then give away a car.
That got karma coming your way, and now you're on the board.
Exactly. Excellent, excellent. All right. So, God, that was a show, huh?
Yeah,
that was a show.
And we're not done yet. LZ and Sedano are joining us. And by the way, right now on ESPN, there's a football game kicking off.
Yeah, Monday Night Football.
So, and we have 2 games tonight.
Yep. Titans-Broncos are the first game. It's a big night. Tomorrow night we got Clippers. I mean, there is so much going on right now, and we will chew on all of it in crosstalk with George and LZ next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Talk to Chris Morales. I don't like that. We fade into George and LZ. We don't fade. Mason and Ireland don't fade. By the way, this is a song called Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. They played it at Dodger Stadium this weekend. Of course, the Astros used a lot of video when they were trying to steal the World Series, and they did it successfully in 2017. So that's why it was played at Dodger Stadium, kind of trolling the Astros. You know what this song is also famous for, John?
What's that?
Buggles.
First video?
First music video on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, so we're going to hook up with George and LZ and do a little crosstalk here.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's been a monumental day. Alex, whose name we should get, his last name, won a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 from John Patterson and OC Mazda. It's Alex Garcia. Alex Garcia, congratulations.
Way to go, Alex.
Yeah, way to go, man. That was great. That was great.
Okay,
really cool.
So, Mace, yesterday, did you watch Sunday Ticket like I did yesterday? Did you watch Siciliano yesterday?
No, I watched Scott Hansen yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You don't have Siciliano. All right. So, but anyway, you get to see a little bit of all the games, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. So, you get to pick one of these three for the rest of this season and this season only.
Okay.
Okay? But you only get to pick one. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, all who looked unbelievable. And let me throw a fourth in, Mahomes. So you get Russell Wilson, You get Lamar Jackson, you get Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes for this season and this season only. Which one are you taking?
You know, I've seen Russell Wilson play in person a few times. He's a little magician back there. But I also saw Lamar Jackson shred the Rams last year late in the season on a Monday night game. I would take Lamar Jackson in that gambit.
We tracked down George. Yep. George, how about you? You get one of those four and only one for the rest of the season. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. Who are you going with?
Patrick Mahomes.
Me too.
I think it's Patrick Mahomes, number one. It's probably Russell Wilson, two, only because he's done it.
In the postseason with everything on the line, yeah.
Yeah.
So is Aaron, though.
Yeah, I love, but Aaron's getting older, even though he's been great.
Just for this year.
Yeah, just for one year.
This year only.
And I get to put him on any team I want, basically?
No, this is your quarterback.
You're building a team.
Oh, okay, for one season.
Yeah, right,
we're playing the aliens, right? Yeah. We're playing the aliens for the world?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, yeah, then I'm Aaron's still, yeah, Aaron's probably number three. Yeah, Lamar as much as I think he's unbelievable.
Oh, come on, you've got Lamar number four?
Yeah.
Oh, well, George. Well, Mace,
he doesn't.
You're better than that.
No, he hasn't been in the playoffs. But, George, let me give you a number that's pretty amazing. I don't know if you've heard this one yet.
Yeah.
In his last eight regular season games, Lamar Jackson has 27 touchdowns and one interception.
There you go.
I mean, I've just never seen guys. He's like a video game.
He is. He's amazing. And by the way, he looked even better yesterday than he had the previous two seasons. So I think that.
But you're right to bring up the fact that there is something like I played a clip from Bob Myers this week on our show, George, talking about how the thing most people don't understand is that the playoffs and the regular season are almost like two completely different seasons.
Yeah.
And Lamar has not done it in the playoffs. So I don't begrudge you for putting him in the order.
But everybody has not done it until they do it.
Yeah, but right. He's Wilson, Rodgers, and Mahomes have all done it.
Correct.
Yeah, but I mean, they got stung last year by a Tennessee because they came out of a wild card game hot. I mean, I think the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl this year.
They might.
They got a great defense.
Chiefs are really good.
Bright young quarterback. My Rams Ravens Super Bowl is alive and well.
I think it's going to be Chiefs again winning the whole thing.
I think they're
going to go on a run.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to repeat in the NFL, but we'll see. All right. So George.
Yes.
Clippers win this game tomorrow, right?
Yes, they do win this game tomorrow. But it is good. But let me tell you, they've been put on notice already. And I think that, look, for as talented as they are, they have just some stuff about them that not enough people reference, which is they don't have a lot of time together. If you think about it, their entire group has only played 12 games together this season before the playoffs. That is incredible. It's insane. So I'm really not – I guess we shouldn't be that surprised that they are struggling.
Here's what I don't get. In games 5 and 6, the Nuggets made these tremendous runs in the second half, these huge come-from-behind runs. Mm-hmm. Are the Clippers making any adjustments? Because if they are, I'm not noticing. I especially defensively, they have three great on-ball defenders in Paul George, Kawhi, and Patrick Beverley, and they switch everything, so maybe there aren't adjustments to be made. Maybe they're doing what you should do. But it seems to me that they're not doing anything different. I mean, there's a pattern to these losses, isn't there?
Yeah, their defense in the second half, they've just relaxed. Like, that's what it is. I had this conversation. I was doing halftime yesterday on ABC with Paul Pierce.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'm sorry. I missed it, man.
And he was yelling, like laughing, like howling, like going like, dude, like, how do you let this happen to you again? Like, how at halftime do you not address, hey, guys, we had a 16-point game lead in the last game, and we blew it. Let's not blow it again. He's like, just have that conversation. You know what I mean? Like, how do you come out lethargic to start the second half after you just got beat after a 16-point lead the previous game? He's like, it's not like it happened like 4 games ago. It literally happened 2 days ago.
Right. It's true. We got LZ now. LZ, the Clippers win this game tomorrow, right? Oh, you take Aaron.
Oh, okay. Aaron Rodgers is your pick for 1 year.
Yeah.
I was screaming Aaron for like 5 minutes.
LZ, Clippers win this game tomorrow, right?
I don't know.
You think
that is the most honest? Where's your hot take? Come on, where's your hot take, LZ?
everything doesn't require a hot take. Sometimes you just need to be honest, Mace. And anyone who claims that they know after what happened in this series, what happened within the games of each series, I think is just kind of not being genuine.
LZ, you know what I would call what you just said? And this is fine, too. I've said this plenty. Like, it's okay to have a tepid take.
What I said was, Mason asked me, I said, yes, for sure. Maybe. Now I'm not sure. I'm with you, LZ. I don't know.
Who should be sure? The Clippers were up 3-1. The Clippers have had multiple 16-point leads.
Mm-hmm.
So who should be sure? The Clippers aren't sure.
Right.
So why should we be sure? It's okay not to know. That's a take too, you know.
I don't know is not a hot take. I don't know is it can't be. That's not even a lukewarm take.
Here's the thing, though, Mace. Sometimes instead of going for takes, you should go for facts.
Facts.
And the fact of the matter is that
Mason has alternative facts.
I have alternative facts. I have a set of alternative facts that I'm listening to.
This has been a series that many of us thought was over before it started. We thought six max, and here we are at game seven. If you're going to sit here and tell me, well, the Clippers are going to win this for sure, then I would ask you, what evidence do you have in which you can say for sure about anything right now? So I think that saying I don't know is not only a hot take, it's the only take. And
right.
The other take is just simply nonsense because there's no reason to quote stats or quote anything because nothing about this series has made sense thus far.
I think the Clippers are likely to win tomorrow night. I would expect them to win. I'm rooting, however, for the Nuggets because if the Nuggets beat the Clippers tomorrow night, it means the Lakers don't have to worry about the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
They get a much weaker Denver squad who I think the Lakers would have a chance to roll in five.
Why do you think they're weaker? They just beat the Clippers.
Well, they have not yet, and the Lakers have played well against Denver this year.
They played well against the Clippers too. They've beaten them the last two times they faced them.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a clean shot to the championship if the Clippers get ice tomorrow night.
I think that is fool's gold, and no one should assume that simply because you're facing the Denver Nuggets.
LZ.
They are punching above their weight right now for sure. The Nuggets Denver are better.
Look
the Nuggets
Toronto
are better than we
year.
Thought they were. Yeah, they're better than we. You know why? Michael Porter Jr. is scoring now.
Yeah.
Like he's a real part of the equation.
Well, and there is a scenario, guys, by which the Nuggets would have them in really hot water, and this is it. Lou Williams can be Lou is an unbelievable offensive player.
Yes.
And so when the Clipper offense bogs down like it did yesterday, Doc has to put Lou in the game because he needs his scoring. The problem is you can exploit him defensively, and that's what lets Denver go on the run. So if the Clippers get behind in the second half, he's going to bring Lou in, and then we'll see if Mike Malone has a plan to exploit him because Lou can't, you know, defend any of those guys. And they can't defend him, but that's when you get into trouble.
But the other thing, too, is that I think that there's an element to the Clippers' brand of small ball that's being exposed, and that is when they play quote-unquote small ball, Trez is the featured five, right?
Right.
Right, and he's getting abused by Jokic.
He's getting beat down.
Abused.
Yes.
Abused.
Well,
yeah.
The sixth man of the year isn't even being used as the sixth man. You know, a lot of times they're bringing other people in before they bring Trez in. And it's so the Nuggets have a chance, but they need everything to go right.
I would argue that the Clippers need everything to go right based upon what we've witnessed those last two games.
So you really like Denver in this spot. LZ's been big on Denver.
What I know is this, is that they had a rookie call out their offense, which under normal circumstances would have meant an implosion when you're facing a team as talented as the Clippers and you're down 3-1. Instead, they've gone on two incredible streaks within games five and game six, and instead of punishing Michael Porter Jr. for what he said, he's being featured in the fourth quarter. So to me, that says that perhaps the leadership of the Denver Nuggets organization is a little bit different than the leadership of the Clippers organization.
Let me pivot here. By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles.
We waited way too long. How the hell did that happen? We were very serious. We were bogged down in a very serious basketball conversation.
I got all serious here.
My bad. I was trying to catch up.
Aaron Rodgers. I'm enjoying the Rams game last night. And who texts me?
But, I did.
George Sedano. It's a perfect night for me, right?
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Got the big screen TV.
Yeah.
Both my pups watch the game with me. Juan watch.
Wow. That's rare.
You know, I put on my Jared Goff jersey. I'm like ready to go.
Yeah.
And what do I get is a text from George complaining about the uniforms.
Let me preface by reading what I sent you.
Okay.
I said, thankfully, the Rams are playing well because their uniforms are terrible.
Many people, Mace, the most amazing thing about the story you just told is that you have a Jared Goff jersey and you still can't tell me what number he wears. How is that possible?
Well, yeah, I'm getting closer because I think it's 16 now.
Well, you have his jersey. How do you not know that?
Yeah, I'm bad with numbers. Super bad at math. You know, somehow I got through college without ever taking a math class.
Me too.
Seriously? I never took a math class the entire time I was at university.
I got out of taking math as soon as it wasn't required anymore.
I watched movies and wrote papers about them afterwards. That was my degree.
Yeah. So you think the uniforms are good?
I like them. I like them. They're different.
They look like they should be the Winnipeg Rams.
I like them. I don't understand why people are so upset. Are they the best uniforms in the league? No,
they had those. Those
Raiders
were
have the best uniform. They've had the best uniform for a long time.
Chargers are good, too.
Yeah, Chargers are nice.
But, I mean, it's not so offensive. It's not like it's the Bucks with the creamsicle. I mean, that's awful.
And John told me for a long time they were not going to use that Rams head anymore, that Kevin Demoff was going to phase it out because people didn't. I think when you put something on the 50-yard line, it is going to be part of your branding forever. John, you've retracted your idea that that's going to go away, right?
I thought after Eric Dickerson came out and said it looked like a phallus, they would probably get rid of it. But if you stick it on the 50-yard line, George, I think that's a pretty clear sign that you're rolling with the logo.
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
And I like the logo. I'm wearing a hat with the logo on. What is wrong with you?
I don't like it. I like their team.
What happened to the alliance?
I mean, Mace, we can be aligned on a lot of things. Occasionally, there will be some turbulence, even within the alliance.
Here's what I don't care what they wear as long as they're 1-0. That's the way I view it.
There you go. That's fine.
There you go. That's the most important thing. Like, I get it. People want to rip on them, blah, 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 blah. Listen, they could be wearing pink tutus. If they make it to the Super Bowl, I'm getting a pink tutu with Jared Goff's number on it.
Me too.
By the way, LZ, that's number 16. Mason doesn't know that.
Is it 16? I've got to actually go look in my closet to find out what his number is.
I don't pay attention to numbers either. Like in the morning show, Key was a big number guy. I think, you know, George is a big number guy. I know about like 5 or 6 numbers, like 23, like 11, like 4. But once you start getting to like the 6s and 18s and all that stuff, the 16s, like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, they quiz me all the time and make me look bad here, LZ. Can you believe? Here I have been this.
They I've make
been doing
you
this show
look bad?
For 28 years in this town, and they're making me look bad by throwing me players and saying, what number are they? I mean, I've earned the right to be above that, haven't I?
Yes, yes, you have, Mason.
Thank you.
I'm not going to stand here for this level of disrespect.
Mace, what number does Clayton Kershaw wear?
He wears no clue. I have no clue.
Are you serious?
Is this really the game? Let's embarrass Mason. That's the actual game.
I think the game is what's the number, and your lack of response is the embarrassing part. However, I will say again, Mace.
Yo.
Where does Kershaw rank in terms of all-time left-handers?
I say he ranks 2.
And see, that's the only number that matters.
And by the way, Mace, add a second 2 to that, and you have Kershaw's
and you have his number. Yes, exactly, John. Yeah. Yes.
Mace, just out of curiosity, could you give me the number of any current Dodger?
No.
Not one?
Somebody's number 8. Somebody's number 8. Is it Jock Peterson's number 8?
No.
Maybe?
No.
No clue.
I mean, do you know
I
what?
Mean, okay. Here's the thing. I recognize people by their faces. I don't need their numbers. Like, I know what Clayton Kershaw looks like. Why do I need his number?
Well, what do you do with football players when their faces are covered with helmets?
I know who's supposed to be where.
Did you guys hear? There was a broadcast on, I was watching Red Zone yesterday, and clearly the whoever was the color commentator didn't do all the research, was new or whatever. But he kept saying, you can't have this guy and this guy over here and this guy over there. And I was like, you really don't know who any of these people are, do you?
Yeah. Hey, there is no eight, actually, Mace. We're looking at the
There is no eight at all? Yeah, I must have met seven. All right.
There is a seven.
Yep, I told you.
Who is seven?
Who is it? Is it
I know who it is.
Seven is Justin Turner.
No, it's Julio.
No!
It's Julio Urias.
Yeah, Urias!
What? Again.
How did he get seven?
Larraza!
Wait a minute.
Can we avoid this game in the future?
Hold on. Is Laura on the board right now?
Not yet, I don't think. Is she?
Is she
in the room?
Yeah, she is. Okay, Laura, turn your mic on, okay?
Hi, Laura.
Hi, guys.
Laura, what number is Corey Seager?
Five.
What number is Justin Turner?
Ooh.
This game ended quickly.
Yeah.
He's number 10. You got Corey Seager, right?
I know
Max Muncy?
You don't
Two.
You don't need numbers 13. In baseball.
13, yeah.
Yeah, what is the importance of a number in baseball? I know who everybody
is. You can
see
their faces.
That's all I do.
Oh, come on. When
baseball.
They announce them at the stadium, they'll say, now batting,
I'm drinking,
number five,
George. I'm not paying
Corey
attention to that.
Seager.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sky high when these games are on.
Yes.
I don't remember numbers. Are you kidding me? I'm at a cruising altitude of 5,000 feet when this thing's going on.
Okay, well, that's fair. That is fair.
George, what's coming up on the big show today? We gave away a car. Are you guys giving away
Yeah, what are you guys going to
no,
do?
No, we are not giving away a car.
All right,
we can definitely – but we do have Joshua Kelly, who played at UCLA.
Joshua Kelly scored a touchdown yesterday.
He did. Yeah. He did, and he basically split carries with Austin Eckler yesterday, the young man.
That kid can flat play.
Yeah, so we're going to have him on. And then Alden Gonzalez is going to stop by because he's got this great story about how the musical folks at Dodger Stadium trolled the Astros.
We played a lot of those songs. That's a great story.
That's really cool. We'll talk to Alden about that and have some fun. But we only have a two-hour extravaganza because Sean McVay show today at 6:00.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The coach is on tonight. All right, so coming up next for you is George and LZ. Tomorrow we're here at 1 o'clock. Make sure you're here back in middays, 1 to 4. Lindsay Theory will join us. We'll talk some Rams with her and a bunch of other stuff. We'll preview the Clippers game tomorrow night. The end of the Clippers. How about that? Be here tomorrow at 1. George and LZ now, 710 ESPN.